From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Today, Vicki Phillips started work as one of the most powerful education leaders in the country. She's running the education programs at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which also gives money to NPR. Vicki Phillips has more than $3 billion to spend. She's the former superintendent of schools in Portland, Oregon, and Oregon Public Broadcasting's Rob Manning sent this profile.
Vicki Phillips will supervise nearly 10 times the money she had in Portland, and she can spend it practically however she wants without worrying about public school headaches like union contracts. But don't expect Vicki Phillips to tell you much about how she'll spend it.
I really won't take any questions about that position. So to be really clear, I've refused everybody on that front.
As a private foundation, Gates can keep mum. But Gates' leaders say that Phillips' philosophy fits well with the enormously wealthy nonprofit. Her ideas were formed growing up in a poor family on a southern tobacco farm.
So I grew up in a little place called Falls of Rough, Kentucky. And it was basically in those days a general store, a post office, and an old mill. And there was a small little waterfall there at the bridge.
Phillips paints a bucolic picture of rural life. Yet she says in high school, no one talked to her about her future.
Not very much in the way of conversations about anything I might do with my life because the elementary school I went to signaled poverty more or less.
Vicki is a great example of why we never, ever should make a judgment about someone based upon where they come from.
Lois Adams Rogers leads a national organization for state education chiefs. Like Phillips, Adams Rogers is a Kentucky native. She recruited Phillips into state policy jobs after Phillips had worked her way through college and proven herself teaching high school. Phillips tackled reforms in Kentucky and also in Pennsylvania, where she ran a schools foundation and the state's education agency. 3 years ago, she took over the largest school district in the Northwest. Phillips says she loves getting her kid fix, and on the last day of school in Portland, she's surrounded by first graders who take turns showing her their writing.
There were three little foxes. One liked to build and another liked to cook. The last liked to eat. I'm going to stop
there. That's okay. Cool.
Phillips has presided over rising test scores in Portland despite unstable funding. Lately, she's prioritized giving low-income schools more than just the basics by expanding art and music programs. She's moved quickly to close 8 Portland schools and restructure even more. Her critics say she's moved too fast and maybe too beholden to private funders like Gates. One Portland newspaper compared her forceful nature to a hurricane. But Phillips' new boss at the Gates Foundation, Alan Golston, says she listens, yet she won't slow down.
Change is often difficult, even in the best circumstances. Vicki is a great partner and a great listener. At the same time, you have to move forward and you have to act.
Talk of action sounds good to reformers who suggest the hurricane has not blown hard enough. Ron Herndon is a national advocate for low-income preschools. But the longtime schools activist has high hopes as Vicki Phillips heads to Gates.
She's not going to be encumbered by the bureaucracy, that she can actually say exactly what she knows to be true, because she does. If you gave her a magic wand and said, tomorrow, here are the changes I would make, I think she would do a pretty good job.
Gates Foundation leaders say in general, Phillips will focus on getting high schoolers ready for college and 21st century careers. But they may keep details secret for months, maybe until the first round of million-dollar grants come out. For NPR News, I'm Rob Manning in Portland, Oregon.